objective, the present study aimed to examine the relative contributions of body dissatisfaction, social comparison, self-esteem, and Instagram use patterns in predicting eating disorder symptom severity among adolescent girls using the extreme gradient boosting, XG boost, machine learning algorithm. Methods and materials. This cross-sectional predictive study was conducted among 1,284 adolescent girls aged 13-18 years, recruited from secondary schools across Canada. Participants completed a battery of validated self-report measures assessing eating disorder symptom severity, body dissatisfaction, social comparison orientation, self-esteem, and Instagram-related behaviors. Eating disorder symptoms were measured using the Eating Disorder Examination Questionnaire. Body dissatisfaction was assessed using the Body Shape Questionnaire. Social comparison was evaluated through the Iowa Netherlands Comparison Orientation Measure. And self-esteem was measured using the Rosenberg Self-Esteem Scale. Instagram use patterns included daily usage duration, appearance-focused content viewing, influencer engagement, photo editing behaviors, and emotional sensitivity to social feedback. Data preprocessing procedures included missing value treatment, feature normalization, and quality screening. The dataset was divided into training and testing subsets using an 80-20 ratio. An optimized XG boost regression model was developed using five-fold cross-validation and hyperparameter tuning. Model performance was evaluated using the coefficient of determination, R-squared, root mean squared error, RMSE, mean absolute error, MAE, and mean absolute percentage error, MAPE. S-haply additive explanations, SHAP, analyses were employed to interpret feature importance and predictor contributions. Findings: the XG boost model demonstrated strong predictive performance, explaining 81.6% of the variance in eating disorder symptom severity within the testing dataset, R-squared equals 0.816. Body dissatisfaction emerged as the strongest predictor, accounting for the largest proportion of predictive gain, followed by appearance-focused Instagram viewing, self-esteem, and social comparison. SHAP analyses indicated that higher levels of body dissatisfaction, greater engagement with appearance-oriented Instagram content, stronger social comparison tendencies, more frequent photo editing behaviors, longer Instagram use duration, greater influencer engagement, and heightened emotional sensitivity to likes and comments were associated with increased predicted eating disorder symptom severity. In contrast, higher self-esteem exerted a substantial protective effect and was associated with lower predicted symptom severity. The consistency between training and testing performance metrics indicated minimal overfitting and strong model generalizability. Conclusion: the findings demonstrate that eating disorder symptom severity among adolescent girls can be predicted with high accuracy through the combined assessment of psychological vulnerabilities and Instagram-related behavioral patterns. Body dissatisfaction appears to represent the central risk factor, while appearance-focused social media engagement, social comparison processes, and diminished self-esteem further amplify vulnerability. These results support integrated theoretical models of eating disorder development and highlight the value of machine learning approaches in identifying high-risk individuals. Prevention and intervention programs should simultaneously target body image concerns, self-esteem enhancement, social comparison reduction, and healthy social media engagement to reduce eating disorder risk among adolescent girls.